It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel has her first White House meeting with President Obama today. The two leaders are expected to talk about big issues, including some that divide them sharply. Most prominent are how to best address the global economic crisis, what to do about climate change, and whether Germany will further increase its military commitment to the war in Afghanistan. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Berlin.
During the George W. Bush years, Chancellor Merkel was often seen smiling and friendly with the president, even when he surprised Merkel by giving her an impromptu shoulder rub during a G8 meeting in Russia. By all accounts, the two leaders liked each other, even if they didn't agree on every issue. There's been no such personal chumminess thus far between Merkel and President Obama. Perhaps that's partly because Merkel and her ministers have repeatedly chided the Obama administration on key issues, including the global economy and climate change strategy. Germany's environment minister, Sigmar Gabriel, said recently, "America may have a black president, but Obama still needs to prove he's also a green president." Here's Chancellor Merkel Thursday as she boarded her plane for Washington.
The United States has already done a lot on climate change, but still has a long way to go.
The two leaders' different approaches to the economic crisis have proved the biggest sore point. U.S. officials have complained that the Germans, with Europe's largest economy, should do more to stimulate growth. Chancellor Merkel has fiercely resisted any large-scale U.S.-style bailout of troubled German companies beyond two relatively modest stimulus packages earlier this year. She's also sharply criticized U.S. monetary policy, warning that governments can't spend their countries out of recession without risking a repeat of the economic crisis in the years ahead. That issue will be atop Merkel's agenda today, says Stefan Braun, who covers the chancellor. Braun is a columnist and reporter with the newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung.
She will try to have tough discussions about financial crisis, big spending, what we will do to have an exit strategy for the big spending situation at the moment.
Deeply ingrained in German consciousness is the history of hyperinflation during the Weimar Republic. Soaring inflation. A kilo of butter cost 168 million Reichsmarks in 1923, wiped out people's life savings, pushed families into poverty, and helped give rise to the Nazis. That history and Merkel's own center-right political philosophy are shaping the German response to the economic crisis, says Dr. Simon Koschut with Berlin's Free University.
If you look at the savings rates, for example, Germans are much more keen on saving money they earned, whereas Americans are much more risky or much more keen on spending more than they actually earn. And that is a difference in psyche and philosophy. Germans are just generally more cautious when it comes to money.
Beyond the economy, there are sharp differences over other issues, including Afghanistan. Administration officials have made impassioned pleas to NATO allies to do more. Germany has said no to sending any more ground forces. The biggest problem is actually Germany's election year paralysis, says the Free University's Koschut. Chancellor Merkel's in a re-election fight with the leader of the Social Democrats, who's the foreign minister in her own coalition government. Koschut says that means major foreign policy decisions are expected to languish until after the election in late September.
And that's the bad fix we're in right now with the German foreign policy that could cost us influence within the alliance and within the transatlantic relationship.
Despite the political ruffles, Merkel is likely to relish the chance to have her photo taken today with President Obama, who's still extremely popular in Germany, a photo she's likely to use prominently during her summer re-election campaign. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.